Inspector Price, Custody Management. Good afternoon, how can I help you?
Hi, Inspector Price, it's Brian Morrow phoning. I don't know if you recall my case at all. I've spoken to you a couple of times.
Give me a few reminders.
The mix-up with the fingerprint machine.
Yes, I do remember. Most clearly I do.
Okay, I was on the understanding I was expecting a letter from you confirming that the bow had been scrapped. Only the bail date is tomorrow. I still haven't received the letter.
You haven't heard anything?
No.
Should have done. Anyway, yes, the bail date is cancelled. You have been NFA'd, no further action on the offence of the public order matter, and the mix-up with the fingerprints has gone off to the Department of Professional Standards for them, and disciplinary action is likely to be taken against at least two officers.
I see.
Messing up.
Okay.
One, the guy who, it's an easy mistake to make, but shouldn't have done it.
Sure.
Simply, you know, you get a list on the computer screen of a list of names of all the people in custody, and all he's got to do is click on the right one, and perhaps he just hit his click the mouse when it was on the one either above or below yours.
Right.
Or on the one or above or below the one he should have done, the result being that he clicked and highlighted your name, and therefore the person whose hand he was holding this the person whose fingerprints came back as yours.
Right.
But we know how the balls have happened, but it shouldn't have happened. From that point on, when they released, or that wasn't the name he was using at the time, he called himself William.
Yeah.
When he was released, they should have checked before he was released that the result of his fingerprints had come back. Well, his couldn't have come back because they'd never been sent.
Right.
The person who authorised his release, saying that the fingerprints had been checked, is also in trouble because they couldn't have been. You can't check something that hasn't been sent because there'll be no result.
Sure.
So that that is when it should also have been spotted that a mistake had been made, and that you were who you said you were and not at all this other person. And you would then have had considerably less time in custody than you did.
Yeah.